At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It is a Sunday morning here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. That means it is time once again for second watch, this time following the Alabama Crimson Tide's 29-22 heart-stopping win over the host South Carolina Gamecocks Saturday evening at Williams-Brice Stadium over in Columbia. A lot to get to. We've got 19 minutes of footage we're going to work through, but again, just a weird Williams-Brice experience, it seems like, for Alabama. Just about every time the Crimson Tide goes over there, even going back to 93, if you recall, in the second year of South Carolina's SEC existence, because South Carolina had come over to Tuscaloosa in 92. I believe that was homecoming 92. How old am I? I was a student at Alabama for that 92 matchup. I believe that was Sparky Woods coach South Carolina. That was a monsoon that day on homecoming 1992. Alabama blasted the Gamecocks. But the next year when Alabama went to South Carolina, I wouldn't say Alabama was threatened throughout that game, but it wasn't easy, and it never seems to be when the Crimson Tide makes the trip to the Palmetto State. But we're going to get right into the highlights, as I like to say. Less of this big head, more of the big football, and we will do that right now. We will make a few minor adjustments to maximize the viewing experience. I can't make any promises where the audio experience is concerned, but we'll try to make it look as good as we possibly can. There we go, and it's the opening kickoff. Interesting, right? South Carolina wins the toss, defers, or doesn't defer, takes the football, which means, you know, Alabama's going to get it coming out to start the second half. More and more teams, it seems like these days, want that second half possession more than the one to start the football game, which is interesting because we hear so much about on script, right? That's when this offense is better than it is otherwise, when it's on that opening script. But it is going to be South Carolina taking the ball. Connor Talty got it teed up, ready to go. Crowd into it. The question was going to be, for how long would the South Carolina faithful remain enthused and energetic? And here you see, got a couple of guys for Alabama, a couple of three guys. Looks like maybe they're a little bunch there in those coverage lanes. But Abdul Sanders, the true freshman, does a pretty good job right here. Gets in on the tackle. And then you've got QB Reese, who also does a nice job on that kickoff unit as well involved. And so South Carolina going to get things going now. This is a 2nd and 8 after a Carolina first down. I'm not sure. This may have been after the 3rd and 5 offsides against James Smith that gifted the Gamecocks a first down there via the penalty. Whatever the case, that infraction really signaled the start of this possession that would eventually cover almost 8 minutes and see South Carolina get some points to start the game. Lenora Sellers under duress throughout this season. This South Carolina offensive line has been well-documented injuries, ineffective play. They've made a coaching change in season. Sean Elliott, a senior assistant now coaching that offensive line, but 2nd and 8, Alabama in the pass rush going to eventually bring 4 because Bray Hubbard comes late. You see Yonzi Pierre very aggressive there, working on the inside, gets beyond Sellers, which is going to create a bit of a void. Hubbard traces back to get involved, goes for the swipe right there, comes up empty. Swipe would be big for Alabama late in this one. Doesn't go for much right there. And now you got this big quarterback, you know, running through second level defenders here. One, two, three. And eventually he's going to be right at the sticks on a second and eight. South Carolina, again, offensively did what it wanted to do. See this third and one? Third and one, third and two, third manageable. That's where South Carolina had to live. South Carolina had to depend on Lenore Sellers as a runner. Had to depend on throws that didn't require much of airtime. Short, quick throws, beyond the line of scrimmage throws. Get the ball out hot. Third and one, this is just straight quarterback zone. You do force Sellers to redirect right here, but you've got a couple of offensive linemen, right guard, right tackle now, have reached your second level. So Lawson forces this sort of cutback to the right. 72 does a nice job right there, and one of your backers gets enough of Justin Jefferson. And then, again, because Sellers is a load, he's able to get you 5 extra yards after initial contact. So out at midfield, South Carolina, more of a straight drop for Sellers this time. Alabama bringing the twist down here to the bottom of the screen with Renaud, and you got Big Tim Keenan running the interference, really working it to both sides with Pierre coming underneath. You can see Sellers wants to work down here to his left, to the bottom of the screen. Red Morgan is plastered up pretty good. Linebacker in good shape here. So Sellers is going to work to his right. And when he does, up to the top, you got a lot of green. You'll see it takes a minute for some closure here because of the depth that you've got with one of your linebackers there. Easy throw and catch. So give Sellers credit. I mean, he kind of went away from what he thought he had working to go back to the back, but boy, that's just a lot of green. Third and two, one of those manageable situations we talked about for South Carolina here. Alabama with the 4-man pass rush. Sellers looking to take a chunk here. Good protection. He's got plenty of time, so there he goes. Going to work to his right. Lawson in pursuit. This is pretty good by Nakai Hill-Green, who is not a space player. Not a strength of his anyway. But he at least makes it close and closes up the green. But it's still going to be a Sellers first down after the 2-yard pickup. Now, into the outer red zone for South Carolina offensively at the Alabama 27.5. You'll see this tight end right here in the middle of the field. He motioned across to his left. This is Jordan Renaud right here standing up on that right edge of the Alabama defense. When that tight end realigned pre-snap, he basically got the leverage he wanted on Renaud, or what this scheme called for. See where his outside foot is and see where Renaud is? This is design quarterback movement. This is some nice stuff from Mike Shula. Look right, hold him, spin out, and now see the tight end on Renaud, because Renaud takes that inside step, and he's blocked. So now you got a soft edge down here at the bottom left. You've got Dejon Lee, who is bailed. He's in a bail technique. Even at this spot on the field, he is running out to get depth. So this goes to, I guess, cover three at this point with Lee bailing. You got the design movement with the seal on the edge. Ford Sellers, plenty of time. Big window you can work with now, because you're matching up against the back in the flat. Maybe you were supposed to get more depth on that. You get high load a little bit. Red Morgan down here at the bottom. But see, Lee's just now coming into the picture. Well executed, well drawn up. And now out, South Carolina right there, around the 12-yard line for Alabama with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Turns into a third and two. James Smith redemption time. Alabama going to bring both these inside linebackers straight up the A-gaps. Watch that. Justin Jefferson, Nikhiel Green, they're coming. Looks like you still could have been in good shape out here on this edge had Sellers kept it this way. But you'll see Smith get off a block right here. Couple of guys. Nikhiel Green does a really nice job of blowing that up early. Takes out the center. And James Smith, after the offsides penalty that really served as the start to this possession for South Carolina, helps Alabama get off the field, force a field goal. Felt like a win for both teams, really. You get a red zone stop anytime these days, it feels like a win. If you're South Carolina, you took nearly 8 minutes off the first quarter clock with your first possession, got points. As bad as this South Carolina offense has been, I think Shane Beamer, Mike Shula, they would have taken that scenario every day of the week. So Alabama finally with the football in the first quarter. Third and four for the Crimson Tide, working that bunch formation to the top. It's like Ty wants to work that up there. South Carolina plasters this up pretty good. You know, they've got you covered up there. I think, you know, if Ty's able to and he can get down here to Cuevas, you know, but that there's some early pressure that Ty is already sensing. And you know it's coming because Thomas and Stewart are dudes on the edges. I think something Alabama maybe didn't account for as much was the interior pressure that South Carolina was able to get throughout the game. And in a lot of ways, that took away a strength for the Alabama offense so far this season, especially post Florida State, has been, yeah, even against speed guys on the edges, Ty's been able to climb. And he wasn't able to do that as much. Credit to South Carolina for a lot of that. You can see some of that right there. Ty tries to bail. Taylor got some pretty good depth on his pass rush, but not enough that he couldn't come off and still make a play. And he's able to do that right there on third and four, get Ty on the ground. And Crimson Tide's going to have to punt the football. Give Blake Dowd a lot of credit too, right? Talk about punting the football. Five punts, all of them over 50 yards. Look at where he ends up putting South Carolina to start that possession after that sack of Ty Simpson. Sellers now in the gun on a first and 10. Working that sort of zone read action. Alabama showing pressure, dropping out with Pierre. See Deshaun Jones at the top of the screen, moving out to the flat. I think Sellers initially wants this in-breaking route to 17, but he doesn't like it. And this is a guy, again, who has been harassed all season in terms of pressure. And it's starting to unfold again right here. LT Overton does a nice job of just continuing to work after initially being accounted for. Sellers pops it out to the flat. Throw is plenty good enough. If I'm the back, I'm probably blaming this on the sun, looking back in the sun. But face on, I just can't give him that much benefit of the doubt. Just kind of hands a cookie to Deshaun Jones. Give him credit. I mean, you've seen guys defensively not come up with that ball off a deflection. So Jones does what he needs to do there, is able to get into the end zone. Justin Jefferson providing an escort. Nice that Jefferson didn't trip up his own guy. Actually, kind of, you'll see it again here. See Overton here at the bottom, little under move there on the offensive tackle. I like that. It's good. Uses his hands to keep his chest clean. Still able to get enough pressure. Still a good enough ball, though. But you got a couple of guys closing on this back. And I'm thinking Jefferson of the two, with what he's put on tape, maybe impacts face on right there. He's a little distracted. See it again right here. Where's face on's eyes right there? Yep. It's like they're on. He knows 10's coming. I would too, though. Jones with the cradle off of the deflection, and somehow, some way, Alabama with this sluggish start leads the football game 7-3. Some ways may have been a little bit of fool's gold. I mean, you're never going to turn down points. And for the Alabama defense, that's two touchdowns and a safety in the last five quarters, you know, going back to the Tennessee game. So you're thrilled with that. But it may have created a little bit of a misconception that this was going to be easier than what it turned out to be, more so because South Carolina had been so bad prior to this. Third and four for the Gamecocks from their own 31. Sellers, it's a three-man pass rush for Alabama on third and four. This is different, a little different. But it's good because, you know, if Sellers doesn't like it, you know he's going to be pretty decisive about pulling it down. And so you're in good shape here with Jefferson closing it up, and you're still marked up on your tight end with your other linebacker and Deontay Lawson, who makes a nice play right there. Times that up. Pass breakup.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
C.J. Kirkpatrick Jr. in the game. Good third down stop for the Crimson Tide. A little bit later in the quarter, South Carolina back with the football. First and 10 for the Cox. Working that motion with the one back across the formation. Give it to the other back. You've got Sellers accounted for there with your edge. Takes a pretty good shot. But Tim Keenan's not in the game. London Simmons, you're promising young defensive tackles in there. You get a down block on him. He's blocked. You get another OL up on your linebacker. You're able to hit this thing for a chunk if you're South Carolina. It's a good job by a South Carolina offensive line, again, that has not been much in 2025. So Alabama still on the field defensively, first and 15 for the Gamecocks now. Got Noah Carter out there in the pass rush for Alabama on this snap. And this is how you beat a blitz. This is dialed up nicely. First and 15, here comes the five. But you still are in pretty good shape if you're Alabama. I mean, you're not schematically deficient. It just becomes more of a one-on-one that, based on the personnel, maybe isn't the best thing for you. Nakai Hill-Green working in space against a back. And if he doesn't make that tackle right there against this screen, against a five-man pressure, yep, you know what's coming. A lot of green. And so Faison able to hit Alabama with an explosive on a well-timed and well-executed screen. You can see it again here. Here comes the five. And also, you're manned up. See your coverage on your back end, backs to the quarterback. So you hit the screen in front of that, run off the coverage, and now you got yourself, again, the kind of explosives South Carolina wanted to hit. Pass didn't require a lot of time to complete. Pass didn't require a lot of yards to cover in the air. So your protection issues aren't a concern there. Alabama defensively third and nine here. Four-man pass rush. Sellers wants some run after the catch here. Got some pretty good pressure late there from Tim Keenan right up the gut. But when you run that cross, this is where I'm sure Mike Shula is thinking on third and nine, Kane Womack's going to dial it up and bring more pressure, bring five. And if he does, then this works in all likelihood because this guy's hot working against man. Instead, this is not man. You know, and you got a linebacker and Justin Jefferson just sitting on it and turns into a hospital ball. That's where you're expecting one thing. That's the counter for Alabama defensively to that screen. So it's going to be a 47-yard field goal attempt for Joyce, the South Carolina kicker, and it's shoved wide right. Alabama dodging some bullets, not necessarily because of great play, but fortunate here in the early stages. It would eventually catch up to the Crimson Tide, as we will see. So you've got three wide receivers to the field here, one to the top, second and 17. How about this? Just a good old-fashioned draw play. You don't see those much very more in, do you? Really going to come down to a couple of things in the middle of the field right there. Dewberry versus former Alabama linebacker Sean Murphy. Get that block. You're going to be in good shape. Nice job by Jaden Roberts. Brailsford does a good job. And now you've got Jam Miller into the secondary. Jam does a good job too. Look, one guy, two guys. Nice job by Cuevas right there. Ryan Williams looking to get a little of something. And he does. Three, four guys, five guys. Jam just weaving here. And Jam, after taking that big shot, staying in bounds at Missouri, I think wisely right here. You know, show's over. Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. Rest in peace, John Candy. Jay Miller gets out of bounds. It's an explosive play, but it is a holding call against the Crimson Tide. I thought there were two or three phantom holds in this game. I thought there were maybe more so anticipated holds that got called. Because I'll agree. I think when you look at Cam Dewberry's hands on this play, not going to see the replay. They're outside. And just about every time an official sees those hands out there, they anticipate the hold, even if there really isn't one. I think you're going to see it with South Carolina, too, coming up a little bit on a run by Lenore Sellers. So tie now on a second and 25, straight drop. He wants to work this little delay. It's almost like a one-man screen that they're trying to get going here. But Monkel Goodwine, another former Alabama player, does a pretty good job staying under control. If he comes another step or two towards Ty, this clears up in here with a blocker out in front in all likelihood. He doesn't. He breaks down. Hands in the air. One of nine pass breakups. It's movie day here on second watch. So nine pass breakups for South Carolina on Saturday. So you end up in a third and 20. You had a third and 20 plus. You hit a little chunk, I believe, to Isaiah Horton. But they had the 12 men on the field penalty against South Carolina. Had to go to review to get it. They actually had it, picked it up, and had to go to review to get it right again, the crew. And so, you know, you think about ball from 30 years ago. There are Alabama coaches that would have said, well, we got the ball out to the 35. Yeah, we can replay the down, but it'll be third and 20. Let's just go ahead and punt the football here from about the 35. Not in 2025 and not this staff. So third and 20. And it's not like this was some type of ingenuity offensively. This is, you know, you got four receivers basically to the field here, to the bottom. But Ty, you know, pretty quickly he's just going to check it down. He's got one-on-one up top. And a lot of times these backs, when they're split out even into the boundary, they're not really a part of the play. You don't always see quarterbacks go there, even in man coverage, especially on third and 20. This is the kind that break your back as a defense, though. I mean, it's a good job by Daniel Hill, but third and 20 and you're out of control on a play. You got to let him catch it and by any means necessary, get him on the ground. It wasn't third and five, but hey, Daniel Hill does what he needs to do here. After the catch, has a little something for the defender there at the sideline. in an improbable conversion on a 3rd and 20. Alabama now 1st and 10 from its own 41. Little play action to Daniel Hill. It's a good job initially by Wilkin Formby at the top. Proctor down here. You actually are doing a better job here of if Ty wants to step up. But I think he's been affected already a little bit by this pass rush. This is athleticism, though, man. He's done this a couple times this year, moving to his left, keeping his eyes up, too. Look at this ball to the outside, too. Not right down the hash, but to the outside, moving to his left and throwing it back across to the left. You can't throw it any better than that. So now Alabama in a good spot, you would think. 7-3 game on the move, a chance to go down, get up two scores, tie under center. Let's take a shot. Let's go 8-man protection. Work a maybe 2-man route. Watch what happens, though. This corner right here, Swain, into the boundary. Classic corner cat. You'll see it right here. Hard play action. Pretty. But you can see Hill's already eyeing this corner cat. He knows. He knows he's coming. I know some people thought this was Caden Proctor. I think this is as much or entirely Daniel Hill when it's a DB coming. You know, if this is a blow by Taylor or by Thomas or Stewart, okay. But you can see Hill's got him eyeballed. But this is a little fast dude. This is a dude that's returned 3 punts for touchdowns this season in this matchup against a 240-pound back. It does feel like, though, a little bit of a fire drill from a protection standpoint. Cuevas is kind of feels like he's a little bit in oh crap mode trying to help. See his head? He's like, oh, I got a guy to my right. I got inside. And there is that inside pressure again. So even if Ty wanted to really work up quick, as he's trying to do, look, you're getting the interior pressure too. Swain gets home, big hit. Ty once again gives it up in the pocket. You got to take better care of the football. I know it's blindside, but man, got to be stronger with the ball on some of these. And then you get something from your own guy there at the end. South Carolina gets what it absolutely needed there against 8-man protection. 2 tight ends, a back, 5 OLs. You'll see it again. In this corner, Alabama can expect more of this from under center, too. See Hill? Hill's already got his eyes on the guy. Proctor's trying to get, I mean, Proctor's not getting there against a DB. Horton wants to work the middle of the field, but it happens so quick. Ball's on the ground. South Carolina turnover. There you see it. Yep. Only 1 interception for Ty so far this season, but 3 lost fumbles, something that's got to get cleaned up. 1st and 10. Protection does too. Don't get me wrong. 1st and 10 for South Carolina after the turnover. Sellers on the move here create a little bit of window with the design movement, as we'll see. Get the motion coming across, that scissors action that was prominent in South Carolina's offense on Saturday. Sellers going to keep. He's got the slicer and the flat right here. You got that pretty good, but you got these 2 linebackers with the slicer. You got this backside tight end with Nakai Hill-Green in coverage. You know, and with those 2 backers, Hill and Jefferson, or Lawson, I think that's Jefferson and Hill, committed to the back, just enough space to fit it in there to the tight end. Easy sort of action, takes protection out of the picture, picks up a chunk in the passing game. Going to work to get Alabama outflanked again over here to the top of the screen off of an RPO look. You know, Sellers pulls it. Here comes the balla from Eufaula off the edge, but you got quick game again. Run after catch. These tight ends, man, they all like to hurdle now, don't they? Hubbard is able to eventually get some help from Damani Jackson and get Hunt on the ground. First and 10 for South Carolina. More of that post-snap action. You got a guard pulling here. You got scissors action. Quarterback's going to keep it. James Smith again, disruptive. Red Morgan finishing it off, and you get a tackle for a loss from that duo. Put South Carolina behind the sticks. Third and 14 now. Four-man pass rush. Pretty clean right here with Deontay Lawson, right? Big quarterback, though. David Garrard, KJ Jefferson. Got to get these guys on the ground. Deontay's not able to do it. Pierre does a good job, though, of staying in the play and staying clean so he can run here between he and Hubbard. They're able to force this thing short of a first down, but you've already missed a 47-yard field goal if you're South Carolina, so you're going to take a shot here. Fourth and 12, defense is playing well. You know, this is that range. You're not going to kick the 53-yarder. You're not going to punt it these days with analytics. This is go, even on fourth and 12. Alabama, before this, didn't show a mugged-up look like this. They kind of, I think, checked to it. Get the linebacker up in a gap, safety up in a gap. That's called mugging it up pre-snap. So it looks like zero coverage behind it. And it really ends up being zero because even though you drop the muggers out late, watch Hubbard in the backer. See how they drop out? This is fourth and 12. So they can't really get depth to create issues as far as passing lanes.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And this isn't a spy situation on fourth and 12, you wouldn't think, right? I mean, you're not worried about him. You shouldn't be worried about him getting a first down with his legs here. So essentially, you know, yeah, you dropped out with these two guys, but they're inconsequential, especially when the middle of the field is this wide open. Xavien Brown in coverage. It's a nice ball from Sellers. But, you know, if you're going to mug it up on fourth and 12, just go ahead and bring it. Conversion, big conversion for the Gamecocks right there midway through the second quarter. Another designed run. Sellers got it fitted up to the play side. To get inside a lit, see how this is a bailout, in my opinion. Now, maybe they called it right there on the right tackle. I don't see the hold, honestly. Maybe his left hand got inside right there. His left hand's down. It's not even up into his collar. Overton jumped inside, and then when Sellers bounced it, Alabama lost leverage out here. Now, that is a hold that a lot of refs will call. They anticipate that hold. We talked about it in the past, how it's gone against Alabama in some big spots. You got to make tackles right here, though. You know, that's not good. That's not good. And then he still gets the corner, and you can't get him out of bounds. Very fortunate to survive that entire sequence right there. Because, Yeah, if I'm a South Carolina fan on this Sunday, I'm not happy about that flag. But it is. And so South Carolina settles for the 34-yard field goal attempt. And it is now a 7-6 game. Shane Beamer will take some, he'll settle for some field goals. Surprised me a little bit when he settled for the 47-yarder earlier instead of going for that. All right, some play action for Alabama here from its own 39-yard line. Ty with some depth on that drop. Jam does a good job here in pass pro. Just takes his guy past the quarterback. You're better in terms of being firm on the interior of the pocket. Got Will Sanders in there now at left guard to go along with Brailsford. So you've got a fairly clean pocket now for Ty to work from. Really nice catch by Ryan Williams in the middle of the field. Alabama getting back to what its bread and butter has been, the middle of the field, off play action. Ty still a little bit scattershot by the standards that we had seen from the previous six games or so. But his receivers, at times anyway, helped him out. Bunch formation down here to the left. Nub up into the boundary with the tight end and Quavis. Quavis going to get a little bit on his guy and then release. You can see early speed from Thomas right now. And then again, maybe it's Bernard here at the bottom left of the screen. But enough of a muddled sort of situation for Ty to come off of it. This is a hell of a play by Ty, ultimately. Eludes that interior pressure. You see wide receiver one, Daniel Hill, up there at the top of the screen. What about this adjustment from a running back in the passing game? And Simpson keeping his eyes up the field. Sean Murphy takes the cheese with the quarterback. Again, you know, if you're playing the sticks, you're probably not thinking about a quarterback that's going to convert that with his legs right there. But Murphy's influenced. He'll adjust and just keeps running. Nice hands catch. Probably undervalued for a back two there. Yeah, he's wide open. Nice hands catch there. Hand placement from Hill. Makes another guy miss. Runs through it. Murphy, give him credit. He's hustling. Probably saved a touchdown there. But initially, they were able to get Murphy to come up. And between Simpson and some really good quarterback play and Hill doing some things for a running back that you typically don't see, Alabama now with a fourth and goal. Got down here and tried to run Caden Proctor. Did some different things. Didn't work out. Motion Bernard down here looking for a tip, you know, pre-snap on coverage. It's pretty much level, right? That's a level coverage right there. See how all these guys are pretty much playing the goal line? That's level across the board. Ty wants to work it down here to Bernard and the outside. They're marked up, though, at the goal line. He wanted to work it to the goal line, but his guys are marked up. Good protection. This is good protection against a four-man pass rush. You probably need to give this as much to that offensive line as you do anyone else this score, because Ty's able to come back to the middle of the field and right on time between these two inside linebackers. That's Murphy again, and that's Justin Okoronkwo, the former Alabama linebacker, and just pops it right in there to Josh Quavis on a fourth and goal. Think about some of the fourth downs. Not just in this game, throughout the season, what Alabama offensively has been able to do on fourth down, just daggerish. Watch right here. Quavis finds the window, keeps working through there. Boom. Zip. Touchdown. 14-6. You're in a good spot. And you know what? You get the ball late in the second quarter with an opportunity to go get more. I thought Alabama left some plays out there, though, due to time management. I think this is one of them, one of the situations right here. It's another fourth down. Kind of a three-man pass rush. I think 93 is just tired. No, not 93, 33. Still get some heat, good enough heat. Fourth and one, though, Ty's going to go get it with his legs right here at the marker, takes a shot, on the ball too. So we kind of get on Ty a little bit about ball security, give him some credit right there. And he's able to go get that first down. But what you had there after the first down was you set the chains and the clock's moving and you had one timeout left. So you, to me, you either needed to be up on the ball to spike it or go ahead and burn that last timeout. And I know you're trying to preserve the timeout because, you know, anything in the field of play short of a first down is going to end the half, but Alabama could have been better. Late in both, I'll tell you this, we'll get to it in a minute, but I like this. I thought there needed to be more of this because of that pass rush. Design movement with Ty off the boot action. Create some space to the field for him. He's able to make some things happen with his legs here. You know, going for that football, though, aren't they? That's everybody these days, though. Guys will go for the football and still give up 8-10 yards after contact. Here comes Carolina with some pressure now, midfield. Second and one, this is Shotsville. Second and short, out around midfield. This is the classic shot opportunity. Got the five-man pass rush. Caleb Edwards, this is six, actually. Caleb Edwards releasing late. Ty takes the shot. It's not there. You got double coverage here on the back end. It's a good job by the Carolina secondary. They got this covered up against Rico Scott. Lucky that wasn't picked. Should have been. Should have been Ty's second interception of the season. So you take the shot there, so you end up in a fourth and one. Hard play action from under center. Early speed beating your left tackle. Ty with a little bit of a extra pat and hitch right here. And with the speed of Thomas to go along with that, that's all it's going to take to just impact that throw enough. And look, Ryan Williams still in a good position to make the catch. And I'm going to say this about Ryan Williams. I know he's an easy target after this drop, and he should have caught the football. I'm not saying he shouldn't have. But there are maybe a couple of wide receivers in the entire country that could have made the adjustment for a couple of different reasons to the way this ball ended up being thrown. And most of it is his elite closing speed. I mean, he puts himself in a position to make this look like an easy catch. And it wasn't easy. He still got to catch it. I get it. But boy, now it's gotten to the point too with Ryan Williams, especially in a spot like that. If he doesn't come up with a ball, it's talked about in every corner, and it's talked about over the continuation of the game. Forget about some big plays in this game that were not made by other guys. The standard for this guy is so high right now that those type of situations are going to become intensely magnified. I mean, you had a interception drop that you felt like at the time might have gotten you beat. Because the next play, I think it is, South Carolina kicks the field goal to go ahead. Xavien Brown has a ball right in his hands. So South Carolina now with the fourth down spot, stop. And what does this smell like? We talked about Alabama being in shot mode. Sudden change kind of situation here. Momentum on your side. You've got the football out near midfield. Sellers off of play action. This is a seven-man protection. Shula, this felt like Alabama, Florida 2005 early when Brody went to pro throw. That's probably the same action, wasn't it? Post behind a crosser. Yeah. I'm guessing Alabama fans weren't feeling it as much, but you get the crosser right there in the middle of the field. A couple of things here. I'm not sure on this play what Bray Hubbard was doing, because initially he was kind of sniffing around up in the box. And at the snap, he just takes off on a dead sprint down the hash. So I don't know what that concept was, or if it was a missed assignment or misalignment or whatever. So from the snap, you were basically playing for 10 with 10, it felt like, because he turned and just started running with his back to the quarterback. But you got a 6'5 track guy out here in Harbor. Crosser comes underneath. One thing about Keon Sab is you can get him sometimes sniffing on stuff like that. And now you got a track guy. And based on Xavien Brown's leverage that he's playing there, I said this last night too. I got to think he's thinking I got deep middle of the field help. And it's not deeper than the deepest. And Harbor's so damn fast that he damn near outruns it. Dude's a freak. And there you go. That is the momentum swinging scenario right there, sequence right there. The fourth down stop. You see Ryan dejected over there. You'll see it right here. Yeah, see this? It's almost like mesh with a post. You see Sab, the angle he's taking right here. He's in no man's land. But maybe this had something to do with Hubbard. I don't know. It wasn't good from the start. I know that. And with time and seven-man protection and a guy that can run like that, that's an easy six for the home team. Home crowd's believing again at Williams-Brice. Two-point conversion. Alabama rushing four, playing sort of that level coverage that we talked about with South Carolina a minute ago. See the guys on the goal line here? Sellers wants to go, I believe, to his little brother right here. Jaden Sellers. Hubbard kind of sits down in this zone. You know, Lawson takes this away. Maybe you could fit it into the tight end right there. Not sure. Lawson gets a hand up in the zone. That's a throw Sellers has got to hit. He just misses him. Had the opportunity right there to make it a 14-14 game, but it's 14-12 Alabama with the football once again with 11 minutes left in the third quarter. Want to run outside, well, run zone here. I guess outside zone you can call it. To the tight end, wide receiver. You got man coverage here to the bottom on Derek Meadows. Good to see him back out there. But you're not able to cut off this interior lineman here. It looks like Cam Dewberry's trying to do that. You see him right there. And it's going to go for a tackle for loss. Big Nick, 93. He was a problem throughout the game on Saturday. Pretty disruptive. Third and 11 now for Alabama. 11 personnel with the three wide receivers. A lot of Rico Scott. Daniel Hill offset to the right. Here come this.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is a double whammy in pass pro right here. You got speed winning up top. Look at that. Proctor. When you start crossing those feet, it's going to be probably pretty rough. Then you work this game down here with Goodwine and Okoronkwo slanting to their left and Dylan Stewart hitting the pipe on the loop, on the twist. Brailsford, oof. So you got top of the pocket heat. And then you got a free run in Dylan Stewart right into your quarterback's rib cage. Oof. You're just happy there that even though you didn't convert the third down, your quarterback's still in the game. That was a big shot. Well executed by the South Carolina defense. Some stuff on tape. You know, we hear Kane Womack talk about it defensively. Some things on tape that we'll have to answer for, he has said. I think South Carolina's defense put some things on tape, especially when you think about some of these defensive fronts coming up for Alabama. I mean, November, it's only going to get harder going against some of those defenses, LSU, Oklahoma, Auburn. 3rd and 7 for South Carolina now from its own 19-yard line. Simulated pressure from Alabama once again. Although, here comes Xavien Brown late. This is dime from Alabama. So, Xavien Brown is actually coming from the Husky position because Dejon Lee's down here at a corner. Damani Jackson up top at a corner. So, you do end up bringing 5, and you got a void back here. And even though you're dropping Pierre and Hubbard, you got some holes in the zone. Dingle is a guy that Sellers wants to go to in these type of situations, and they fill the void. Pierre not happy with that umpire getting in the way there. First down conversion, Alabama, though, ends up with the football midway through the third quarter. Another one of those third and longs, 2x2 formation, essentially. Well, I guess 2x1. That's that wing look that they go to with usually 2 tight ends or a tight end and a back. This particular situation, it's Caleb Edwards and Jam Miller. This looks like 7-man protection. It is initially, but both Miller and Edwards release into the route. And this is one of those missed opportunities because protection's good here. Plenty of time to let this middle of the field opportunity unfold. You'll see it. Boy, look at Jeremy Bernard at the 40. Wide open. And tied just a little bit off on some of those throws that he's been so good about throughout the near entirety of this season. And as you can see, South Carolina busted it on the back end because there's no one behind that. And you got to think that's a Bernard touchdown if you hit that. So missed opportunity to maybe make it a 21-12 game and you're up 2 scores. Really coming out of the half, the objectives were get up 2 scores and then leverage the ball on defense. In other words, nothing heroic. You know, go up 17-6, 21-6, and then pretty much keep the ball in front of you. Don't bust, tackle, and you're going to get home. You're going to get home to the bye week. Instead, South Carolina with a 1st and 10, some, again, designed movement here. You got that sort of situation from earlier where you create a soft edge by scheme. Kelby Collins is in good shape right here. Can't make the tackle, though. Renaud doing a pretty good job, actually, out there in space for a DN, but can't squeeze to the sideline enough, and Sellers is able to turn what could have been a big loss into a positive play. 2nd and 8 now for South Carolina from its own 37. Yeah, this is the delayed pressure with Justin Jefferson. And you're manned up. See all these backs to the ball? So you're manned up behind it. You bring Jefferson late. You bring your Husky late. And look where both those guys end up, basically in the same gap, which means there's a gap somewhere that isn't accounted for. And unfortunately for Alabama, it is right in the middle of the field. Jefferson runs directly into the guard. The back is there to help with Deshaun Jones. And now you got plenty of green on a 2nd and 8. Sellers does not hesitate, takes advantage of it, moves the sticks. 3rd and 3 now for South Carolina from the Alabama 39.5. Sellers on the give. Tim Keenan doing a pretty good job here early. You know, you don't really get kicked out there at the top by 78. But when Hill gives up his outside shoulder right here, now you've lost leverage and you're wishing, you're hoping that maybe Nakai Hill-Green can dart through there and make a stop. He cannot. So you've got to back into your second level. Pretty cool by Yonzi Pierre there with the punch from behind, but also making the tackle simultaneous to that. Still, it is a third down conversion. Now, South Carolina, I believe they had a holding call on their center, first and 20, getting late in the third quarter. So, I mean, this is a situation against a bad offense. You got to get off the field here. Play action for South Carolina. Some of that wide split stuff. Overton early tries to spin back with the four-man pass rush. You think there was some accountability for Tim Keenan? Look at these three guys for South Carolina on 96. But Sellers going to work up into the pocket once again. Yonzi can't get him down at the 40. Red, bit of a whiff there. That's pretty damn good athleticism for a quarterback that size. So, again, another situation where you're looking at first real opportunity to get that guy on the ground, you're giving up 6-7 yards after. Joyce on hasn't been good, as you can see, from beyond 40. And this kick coming off his foot, I thought it was going right again. See that? See that move to the right? Or maybe it was going to hit the sky cam wire like Will Reichards in London. But then it sort of auto-corrects and stays straight inside that right upright, and Joyce gives the Gamecocks a one-point lead. And now you know it's going to take pretty much all 60 for Alabama to get this thing done. Want to run again that draw play from earlier, but Goodwine's going to blow this up in the backfield. Look like some confusion there in terms of who was supposed to get who on the interior. You'll see Goodwine, nice little over move. Let me run that back real quick. We'll look at it again. Goodwine there. I think that's Will. Is that Will Sanders in there at right guard? No, that's Jade. No one really accounts for 44. Just splits the gap there, and now he's in your backfield. And they had that pretty well defended regardless. Murphy was in that other gap. So that probably wasn't going to go for much, but it's another tackle for loss. Third and 7 now for Alabama. As you can see, I mean, this is pretty much man coverage on the outside. You once again have this safety sitting in here, really working to take away the middle of the field. But you've got man coverage to the bottom of the screen. You'll see right there at the yellow line at the bottom of the screen, Bernard creates a little bit of early separation. You had double go routes on this outside here. There was pretty much a double on Ryan Williams in terms of if he was trying to work the middle of the field or maybe an over route. But Ty, I mean, he knows he's got a matchup he wants over there. Right here, you can see Bernard yard separation or so. This ball's out in front. First half, Ty struggled with overthrows. He had a ball he tried to hit Ryan Williams with, covered, I think, 65 yards. This one, a little bit of an underthrow. Bernard, this is a nice recovery by Swain. I know we don't always do a good job of giving credit to the other side, but that's a nice play by Swain. And again, Swain's speed shows up. It showed up in the pass rush earlier on the forced fumble and his ability to recover right here. And the dude is a blazer. He's done it on punt returns, as we said earlier this season. So it goes incomplete. South Carolina now with a one-point lead. We are in the fourth quarter on the road. Jefferson from the gun once again. Alabama working a little bit of a twist on the inside with London Simmons, and then get the ball out to the flat. Get some help here from Sellers, because that's not good ball placement to the flat on a third down to your back. And you're trying to convert. Justin Jefferson like this initially anyway. Good leverage. Does end up getting in on the tackle with Dijon Lee over there. Edric Hill out there. And here comes your punt from South Carolina. Another play in the guide to losing on the road to unranked opponents. These are the type of plays that typically are required for that to happen. Jalen Mbakwe, you've got kind of a two gunners to the field approach to punting by South Carolina. You've got Xavien Brown down here, Jalen Mbakwe. And they are in a technique, both of them initially, where they're kind of eyes to the punter or eyes to their, yeah, to their guy. All right. Ball is kicked. Now I've got to get into help my returner mode. And you can see Mbakwe, he is on a dead sprint towards his guy, Cole Adams. Kind of loses touch maybe with where he's at. Head turns a couple of times. You can see Brown is trying to engage his guy already at about the 45. Mbakwe is still on a sprint. And it took a certain type of kick, too, for all this to unfold. So, look, do I think the technique was perfect from Mbakwe? Probably not. I mean, you don't want to be the gunner. I mean, essentially, at this point, it feels like Mbakwe is the gunner. And I know some people said, well, did he get blocked into him? I don't think you're going to get that call because your guy is running dead sprint towards the return guy. So you basically, if you're South Carolina, you got two gunners on the play with the way it turned out. And the punt, again, perfectly imperfect. It's not a great punt, but it's not just that it was the direction of your gunners. For South Carolina, it's that it was into the traffic because it was short enough. You know, if this is a bomb, you know, it's not a problem. But it's short, and there it goes, right off Jalen Mbakwe. Tough break. Tough. I'm sure from a schematic perspective, there will be serious discussions this week about that and some corrections made, maybe. But for South Carolina, man, it's a real opportunity now with 11:31 left. See Carolina pulling this guard, 78, going to run option out here to the field with Sellers. And they had given you the shovel pass early in the game. So this edge has to respect it that this 18 might be coming across for that shovel. So you take that away, that's fine. But now you got 1-on-2 with a 6'5" wide receiver and a tight end out here in space blocking against your corner and your Husky. Backer comes up, takes a quarterback. But look, again, Dingle, tight end, Harbor, 6'5", corner. And on top of all that, you know, he's already got green to work with. Now he's downhill. You're just trying to get him on the ground by any means necessary. Able to do it, but it's one of those third and shorts again. It's kind of that slice action. Sellers does a nice job here of pressing this like a running back. Gets up in there, but what he really wants, he wants the edge the whole time. He's trying to get, with his size, Pierre and some other guys to really focus on that gap. But see, with the action from the tight end coming across the formation, they're wanting to get that edge. And once he is able to run through Pierre, he's got it. And it's a walk-in.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
For South Carolina, there was a third down conversion before that too, that it felt like, you know, again, you had James Smith late in the game with another offsides. And there was a, you know, this was the sort of cumulative result of what had happened before this. It felt like Alabama's defense was pretty much done at this point. This felt inevitable right here. Watch five. See how he comes across and he wants to get that outside shoulder. Sellers is trying to set it up. I don't think Sellers was ever going to run that ball between the tackles. He ran it exactly where he wanted to. So now it's 22-14 with 10 minutes left. And you're thinking, well, you know, if nothing else, Alabama can get two, maybe three possessions. And ultimately they did. But with the way this drive went and how much time it took, I never would have guessed they were getting two possessions, let alone three. So it's 2nd and 7 now. And Alabama sitting it down on the outside, the three guys on the inside looking to threaten the deep middle. And you got early speed that's problematic. You can see Ty does step up and he gets this ball out against some pressure. And this looks really good about right here. This is a long corner, though. Look at this play. It's beautiful. And you just got to tip your cap. The 24, I mean, that's the coverage you wanted to the guy you wanted it to and the guy you wanted throwing it. And South Carolina makes the play. 3rd and 7 now for the Crimson Tide. As you'll see, Nub here on the bottom of the formation, three wides to the top. The back also offset, kind of in a hip position off of Formby. Simpson empty. 3rd and 7. Five-man protection. Pretty good right here. Ty has to kind of double pump it, but he's able to do it quick enough that he still gets it out to the outside and to his guy. Big third down conversion to Jeremy Bernard. At this point, you pretty much know where it's going if it comes down to it. Another third down for Alabama. More five-man protection. Say this. This was a really cool concept against this zone on the inside anyway. When you had to have it, watch Quavis, and I think it's Scott right here. See how they're going to run mesh, the two shallow crossers? You see that all the time, how those two shallow receivers will cross right there in the middle of the field. Well, that coverage is really good for the two crossers. The answer to that is mesh, but then return it to the outside. So they look like they're going to cross, but watch what both of them do. Whip. It's kind of like a whip route that you see from guys on the goal line on the outside. This is just more inverted. And so then when you return this to the outside, now you're in a lot better place against that type of coverage from linebackers. Get it out quick. This is another guy. 80 and 5 when they need it in possession plays. Big third down conversion. Alabama now. Clock's moving. This is where you're starting to think, hey, maybe a little tempo right here. But a lot on this possession. This was RPO, and this actually looked like it had potential as a run. You'll see early. Watch this. You know what I mean? Dewberry gets a knockdown. See how Hill could split that? I mean, that might have been a touchdown. But it's still a positive play off RPO to the outside to Ryan Williams. Does a nice job after the catch. I don't care what y'all say. The dude is still a baller with a capital B. Goes and gets the tough yards there. 2nd and 5 now. We're under 5 minutes to go. Kind of a jet action for Jam. Got this field side flooded with your back, your tight end. I mean, if you give it to Jam right there too. But all along, you're planning on coming back to that. You're getting those guys in position where they can essentially work as screeners, screen blockers, get it to Miller in the flat. It's a nice job by Quavis not to hold Bernard, good job helping to create that corner for Jam. And now it's winning time. So Jam ain't stepping out of bounds. The vet getting the job done. I know it's not always pretty. He's not dynamic. He's not an all-timer. But look at who's on the field right now when it matters. And also look at the offensive line from that perspective too. Jaden Roberts out there. Caden Proctor, obviously. Wilkin Formby. I like it. First down, movement. Get him outside. Looks like you got Bernard right there at about the 8. It's good by Proctor in space, man. Does a nice job against his guy. Ty's just going to go ahead and take the sure thing there with his feet. Second and 3 now with a running clock. We are under 3:40. South Carolina said we're going to bring it. And Ryan Grubb has a pretty good answer for this. Quick game out to the flat. You just, you know, if you're Dylan Stewart at this point and it seems too good to be true in terms of the pass rush, it's probably because it is. And even though he's clean early there, that's fine because of what you got out here with the back in the flat. Jam does a good job with the offhand right there. Gets the ball in his right hand, uses the left. You know, tough dude. Down at the 2. Under 3:30 now. Under 3 on a first and goal. Want to run the inside zone. You get some numbers against you right here. I mean, this is 3, 5, 7, 8. Yeah, I mean, you're manned up everywhere else and trying to run this between the tackles. That's not going to happen. You just can't block everybody, and the backer's able to make the tackle for a loss. So now you're backed up second and goal from the 4 with 2:20 left. You're really trying to get this ball in the end zone, at least with a play or two before the 2-minute, you know? Because if you don't get the 2-point conversion, then you still got the 3 timeouts and the 2-minute to help you maybe get it back. Pre-snap, little movement with Bernard. This still gives defenses a lot of trouble, man. They just can't account for him with the way that Grubb's able to move him around. It is mesh on the inside with Kevin Riley and Quavis. And really, you're just trying to clear some things out against man coverage. And this is perfect against man. Come back across the formation, and that's easy, throw and catch. Bernard just walks into the end zone. So you do get into the end zone with 2:16 left, and you still got the 3 timeouts. And it also, you know, can change kind of your philosophy on how you want to kick off. You know, we'll see that after the go-ahead score too, but how about this for a 2-point play? The only thing I really worried about, which I shouldn't have because Grubb seems like he's always got something, was that maybe Alabama ended up having to use its 2-point play for the Bernard touchdown. But then they come out and they go Wildcat with Ty offset to the left. And you know right here, the ball's on the left hash mark, and with Ty on the left side of the formation, that this has got to be something to tie to the field. And then you throw in some reverse action to your top playmaker in Ryan Williams, and you got some people in hell right now with their eyes. So much going on. See these guys? They see 2 come across. And that's going to hold him. And Quavis is already winning right here. This guy's already trying to hold in the flat. But it's too late. You've got what you want out there on the corner, and you're able to flip it to Quavis for the game-tying 2-point conversion with 2:16 left in the game. You see Corey Reamer over there, the sideline reporter for the Crimson Tide Sports Network? He looked pretty excited, didn't he? Second and four. Here we go. This starts with Tim Keenan and it ends with Tim Keenan. Because initially, he's the one who does the job. You going to block him one-on-one in this spot? Nope. So he is there a yard and a half behind the line of scrimmage to initiate the contact. And this is when you like to see the second guy come in and go for the football. I think too many first guys these days go for the football. This is the way it was meant to be. 340-pound defensive tackle initiates it, and then your linebacker comes in right there. And you're watching this thinking, you know what? I think that ball came out. And then this line judge comes in from the South Carolina sideline. You know, usually you're thinking that guy is not going to call this a turnover off of that sideline. Maybe if it's on your sideline, you can get that call, but look at him. Nope. Alabama ball. And I think Lawson, in addition to forcing the fumble, was having to tell Keenan to grab the football. And I think Sellers might have assumed that, hey, I'm down. I don't have to worry about getting the football back. Because I thought he could have gotten the ball back. See, Sellers, he's kind of in disbelief. He assumed. That's why these guys, you'll see it right here. The call on the field, man, when it's like this. Good thing about this, too, is the ball's out right there. Ball's moving. Now the hand hits. Clearly a fumble. And unlike Auburn, Georgia, you're not counting on a Ring doorbell camera, you know, that they had in the pylon on the goal line at Jordan-Hare. Alabama with the football now. Incredibly, 101 left, second and three from the South Carolina 31, and you're really not wanting to put a 47, 48-yarder on Connor Talty or any kicker for that matter. The problem here, too, is, yeah, you still want to be aggressive in terms of trying to push the ball into the end zone. And I wasn't worried. This is a situation where I'm not worried about leaving time on the clock for South Carolina. I mean, you're already at 1 minute. And if you get in the end zone and you go up seven, it's not like you're up one or two or even three. And they got to go all the way down the field and get in the end zone. So this is two by two, essentially. And part of the problem here is you got to account for this pass rush. Yeah, you don't want Talty to have to kick a 47 or 48, but you don't want these edge guys to wreck it to the point where you can't try a field goal of any kind. So it's got to be some quick game. Ty wanting to work down here to his left on a second and three. Just takes the soft spot right there to Rico Scott. You know, now you feel a little bit better because you're at the 25, 26 with a running clock. If it has to be 43, still not ideal. Condensed formation for Alabama now. Motion. Ryan Williams. Hard play action. Boot. Like it. Like it. Played pretty well by Carolina here. Stewart's able to get enough heat. And you got it covered up with the tight end coming off of him if you're South Carolina. Flip it out there. Still not a bad situation for Alabama in the flat. Swain had a good game for South Carolina. I think he's a pro guy. Corner, kick returner. Yep. Manuel Forbes, more speed maybe. So now you're in second and 10 from the 25-ish. 46 seconds left. Here comes that South Carolina four-man pass rush. You can see ball's going to come out hot. You're not going to allow one of these guys to either push you back to the 33, 34, or potentially force another strip sack. You know, turn the ball over entirely. Little slant action from Rico Scott. This is a fastball. You'd like to see him catch this, though. This is kind of why Rico Scott is in the game right now. Is for those kind of plays. He's not able to do it. So it's a third and 10. And why not? Let's go with Jeremy Bernard from the Wildcat. This is some amazing stuff right here, as we'll see. Ty Simpson out to the right of Bernard at about the 30. Still in the game. We'll see it here. Pin and pull classic. with the quarterback, since you've already handed it to him once, you're going to be able to influence backers and second level guys with that. But this is really just a good old fashioned pin and pull in the run game. You're pulling the guard, you're pulling the center. Watch these guys at the top edge for Alabama get their blocks. Quavis, Simpson with the motion around, throwing the hand up. Look at the pullers. Look at the seals. Yep, Rico Scott, Quavis do a really nice job. Pullers out in front. One for South Carolina. I still make the tackle right here. I'd still put it on the kicker from the 15-yard line. Then I would say, you know what, we're going to let you score with 38 seconds left. And our offense, which is the worst in the SEC, is going to go 80 yards in 35 seconds. I like the score there. I get it. I mean, there's times where absolutely you should fall down. And you could have absolutely fallen down at the three and said, look, we're going to kick an extra point in the game right here. That's fine. I didn't mind that because you were going up 7 with under 35 seconds left. Look at the pins. Pin blocks right here on the perimeter. Here come the pullers. Jaden Roberts, Parker Brailsford. That's easy. One says, if you're Bernard and you're going to go down, you go down like right there at the 3 or the 2. You know, but even with that, you could get Penn State in 1989. You could get Thomas Rammed. Just get in the end zone. I'll take my chances against that South Carolina offense having to go 80 with, I like this too from Alabama. Didn't kick the ball into the end zone, you know, and not take any time off the clock. I like trusting your coverage unit here. I really like the ball staying in bounds. That's the biggest scare you had with that kick. When it's bouncing like that, was that it kicks hard left and goes out of bounds and you don't run clock and South Carolina gets the ball out there at the, 35? But Harbor has some problems with it here on the bounce. Finally corrals it. Luke Metz, the freshman linebacker, is down there in great shape. And you're able to make the big hit. QB Reese right there. Sanders and Reese covering kicks on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, 29 seconds left. South Carolina backed up at its own 9-yard line and really struggles to protect the passer. So now they're in that position of having to force the ball down the field. Look at Keon Keeley working off of this game to the bottom, and you're getting that heat. Sellers has to ditch it to the tight end between the lines with no timeouts. And a running clock. That's why I didn't mind Jeremy Bernard scoring with 35 seconds left. Desperation mode. Sellers going to clock it, but come on. You know? See how you got your defenders back? 10 seconds left. Pierre's there getting pressure. Here comes Keeley to clean it up. And that's your ball game. And probably Alabama, as a double-digit road favorite against an unranked opponent, gets the job done with 15 points in the final. 15 points in the final, what, 216 it was? Yeah. Incredible. Alabama now heads to the bye week. Thankful for that. I think the fans are too. But it's a big November coming up, folks. As we said, doesn't get any easier with what you're going to see, especially defensively coming up in the month of December. November, excuse me. I guess what you wonder as much as anything with like LSU is the psyche of that team after being dismantled by Texas A&M Saturday night at Death Valley. Oklahoma defensively is going to be a problem. They can get after your butt in their front 7. And Auburn defensively is capable of doing that too, especially on the road. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of good work almost went down the drain yesterday, but credit this Alabama team and this coaching staff. A year ago, that probably would have been the case. It wasn't in 2025. You have earned the right to be SEC championship and college football playoff championship relevant headed into the month of November, but still so much to be written and talked about. where this second Kalen DeBoer team is concerned. Hey, we always appreciate you joining us right here on Second Watch and on the Ryer on YouTube network. If you enjoy the content and you haven't subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button for us right now. Turn on that notification bell. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops. A thumbs up, a like for the shows would be appreciated as well. Coming up on Sunday night, tonight, Chase Goodbread, my good pal from the Tuscaloosa News, will join me for Talking Tide right here on Ryer on YouTube. A lot of content coming up throughout the week as well. Thanks again. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk to you again live. Be live on a Sunday night with Talking Tide. So long, everybody.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.